We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are happy to welcome in Brian Baldinger, a part of it here on 95.7 The Game. Always good to have you on. Brian Baldinger here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. What's up, Baldy?
Hey, good afternoon. Look, it's all good here. We're a month away, you know, hopefully. And so it's just time that the calendar's going to turn to July. The temperature's going to be triple digits. And it seems like it should be time to start playing some football.
Look, I know that there's an awful lot of hand-wringing on Twitter and giggling about how committed to Jacob, you know, Stidham, the New England
Jared.
Patriots. Jared Stidham, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I think Bill Belichick was ready to roll with him unless the value for Cam Newton presented itself, which it did, and then he jumped on what might go down as one of the greatest for sale items any team has picked up in a while. Who knows?
They've done that a lot. They did it with Chris Long. They're always looking for bargains. They let guys go, you know, too soon. They let Wes Welker go. I mean, they let guys go. They've got a certain price that they want to pay. If they can meet that price, they hang on to them. If they can't, they kind of let them go. It's the way they've done business. And it's not a bad way to do business. I mean, the worst thing you could do is get old and slow or old and unproductive and pay high salaries in the NFL. Sometimes you're right when you release guys, sometimes you aren't. And so Richard Seymour, I mean, there's a lot of guys that have come through the Patriots that have been really key figures that have let go. But, you know, Cam Newton came at the right price. I expect Josh McDaniels to have a playbook for him just the way they did when Jacoby Brissett went in there to play. I mean, he ran plays that Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo had never run. And so I think the playbook will alter. It does at every position. It will cater to Cam Newton's strengths.
How much, this may be an unfair question because there might be a million reasons why this happened. What is the general philosophy around the league on why he didn't get even an educated sniff from anybody else? Did everybody operate on the assumption that once broken, twice not worth it? Or were they trying to figure out whether he was disruptive in the room? What was the unifying theory that kept everybody else away from him?
I can't speak for, you know, any of the 32 teams and the discussions they might have, but I mean, everything that I had heard was that it was about getting him cleared for physical. And we were in a quarantine world, and people weren't traveling, and it was hard to get physicals. And I think they just wanted to see, Liz Frank injury that he had a year ago, they all heal differently. And you can't really know until you get them some kind of a workout, you put them to a physical, whatever. And I just think that was the prohibitive thing. And also the shoulder. I mean, just how healthy was the shoulder? He played a game and a half last year. And so you never really knew if the shoulder was really healthy. But that's what precipitated their fall from 6-2 in 2018 to a collapse, you know, down the stretch, was the shoulder just wasn't healthy and needed surgery. So two major surgeries, and I think they just needed somebody to really look him over. And I think I thought that if somebody could have done that earlier, he would have been signed earlier.
I think everyone can agree that this is a good value for a former league MVP. How much does this change the prospects for this year's Patriots in your mind? I mean, does it take them from, you know, possible not even winning the division into title contention? Does it take them from mediocre division winner to great division winner? What's the spread on this addition?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. You know, I know Vegas has them about a half a game better right now, but it really is hard to say right now because you just don't know how quickly he can assimilate this offense. They're just not going to hand him the job. He's got to be productive. He's got to understand the checks and, you know, all the nuances. I'm sure it's not going to be Tom Brady's playbook. I mean, it'd be foolish to give any quarterback Tom Brady's playbook. Billy Brian tried to do that in Houston a long time, and, you know, he ran quarterbacks through there pretty quick. So it's going to be – we got to find out what version of it it is. But I imagine that they've won the division 10 years in a row. To me, they're still the favorites in the division, whether Cam is a starter or not, just simply because they have such a stranglehold on everybody else. And I know everybody else looks like they've improved on paper, and Buffalo certainly has gotten better. And they played the Patriots tough last year, but they still haven't beaten them, and they've owned Buffalo. So, you know, whether Cam starts 2 games or 10 games or 16 games right now, I believe that they're still the favorites.
Brian Baldinger here on 95.7 The Game. A lot has happened in the NFL, even though so much is not happening in sports. There are some headlines we haven't even had the chance to ask you about. What do you think of the Kyle Shanahan contract extension? A no-brainer for the Niners? And do you think that John Lynch comes along next?
Yeah, well, you know, they came in together with a 6-year contract, kind of married at the hip. And generally, you kind of like to do both at the same time. Now, I don't know what precluded Kyle's getting done first, but I imagine John's going to be right there with him. But it was a 6-year deal. He's 3 years into it. He takes his team to the Super Bowl. You just don't want to let a guy like that get close to the end. You know, he's young. He really enjoys it. He's got a dynamic offense. You'd want him to be there for a decade, 2 decades. I mean, you just want him to be what Pete Carroll is in Seattle, what Bill Walsh was there for a decade in San Francisco. You want him to be that guy, and you want him to let him know that he doesn't have to. He's got young kids. He doesn't have to think about ever moving, pulling his kids out of school, do anything like that. He can settle in and do what he loves to do, which is tinker and grind and call plays.
Speaking of contract extensions, Baldy, what's the magic number, the per-year average, to get Kittle done on a long-term deal?
Man, it seems like you got to get to somewhere around the $20 million mark. I mean, Amari Cooper signed for $20 million a year. He's a wide receiver. George Kittle, to me, is as valuable as anybody in that offense. With him, without him, you see the difference in the run game. He's the best blocking tight end in football right now, and he's lethal after the catch. I don't know. I mean, I imagine it's somewhere around the $20 million mark per year right now. It seems like, I don't know what Travis Kelce's making off the top of my head, but, it's usually the next guy up, sets the bar. And I think George will set the bar right now for what he has done.
We always talk about the Super Bowl hangover, particularly with a losing team, and oftentimes those teams sort of struggle the following year. Does the weird offseason, maybe a less active offseason in your mind, contribute to the hangover or potentially have kind of a refreshing effect that lets them start fresher in the next season?
Well, I mean, they're just one of the few teams that have had no turnover for the most part. I mean, Joe Staley retires, but, they get Trent Williams coming in. I mean, there's been very little turnover within the team. They lose, DeForest Buckner, but they draft Javon Kinlaw. I mean, they kind of have just reloaded, and they probably have had as little change as anybody in this whole business. Generally, when you take a team to a Super Bowl the way the 49ers did a year ago, you at least lose coaches. To my knowledge, they haven't lost any coaches. Usually they're more difficult to replace than players. And so just the fact that they have been stable throughout, I think, probably bodes well for a no hangover right now. I mean, everybody else seems to, the Rams had a lot of turnover in coaches and in players. Seattle has got to figure out what they're going to do with this defense right now and how they're going to get to a quarterback. Arizona's on the outside, but they've gotten better. And they improved a year ago, but I think San Francisco's the class of the division. If you win the division, then you're going to have a good chance, in the playoffs because you're going to have a home playoff game. So I think the fact that they've had such stability this offseason, goes well with them right now. Now, obviously, the injuries at wide receiver might. We'll see where they're at, when they come the opening day right now. But, I mean, that certainly can't be a good thing with the injuries that they've had.
Yeah, don't like seeing at all. Brian Baldinger here. Final question for you. Players are working out together in groups despite COVID restrictions and social distancing, and it feels like players are going out of their way to not just practice under the circumstances, but almost mock openly the concept of not practicing in the name of safety standards. And they're standards that are being enacted by the own medical expert that the union employs. Like the NFLPA's medical expert said, guys probably shouldn't be working out right now. Tom Brady does it and posts on Instagram. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Wrong message, or just that's why these guys are pros and you can't stop that, period, end of story. That's football.
Yeah, NFL players put an S on their chest every day. They want to be Superman. They want to think like Superman. They want to be Superman. To them, getting this virus is like getting the flu. I mean, that's how they think. And they're bigger. They're better than that. They're bigger than that. It's not going to knock them down. Now, you know, the people from the CDC and the WHO and all these organizations, they tell them that they're being foolish, but that's how they think. I'm going down to Dallas, you know, next week. Lane Johnson's having his annual offense line camp. He's going to have, I don't know, 30 or 40 offense linemen down there working out. I've asked a couple times, look, Texas, they've got some numbers that are spiking in Texas. You guys still going? Yeah, we're going. So, you know, they're in the best shape of their life. They're the cream of the cream of athletes, of human specimens. They feel like their immune system is just immune to it. And if they get the virus, that they're going to knock it out in 2 or 3 days and probably go sit in a sauna and sweat it out. You know, that's kind of how they think. And you can't really say they're wrong, because the mentality they have is why they're in the NFL and why they stay in the NFL and why Tom Brady wants more. They're hungry, and they're just not going to allow their abilities to be compared to use an old phrase, you know, in an old, you know, book. They're just not muggles. They've got special powers.
There he is, the man who's been in an awful lot of huddles and knows what he's talking about, Brian Baldinger, NFL Network. Thank you so much, my friend. Great talking to you. Take care. Have a safe trip to Dallas.
Thanks, Damon. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.